Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is an Entel Studios production.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
You look well.
Do I?
You've got pale blue on.
Can I tell you why I look well?
Yeah?
I've gone through a process of things today. I don't know if you've seen my Instagram.
I haven't, no.
I was struggling today. Mm-hmm. I've had a hard day. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
From the morning. We both struggled together this morning on our dog walks or whatever. And I said, I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling to find my happy today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just threw everything at it. I did a post about it. Lots of people said they were in the same boat, which I found immensely comforting. This is why I love social media. We all said we were feeling a bit shit today. And I just threw everything that I know that usually works at it.
Okay.
So I did a workout, wasn't really feeling the workout.
No, okay.
Just, I did feel better afterwards. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel worse, but it wasn't the instant hit
that you normally
feel.
That
I was hoping for.
Yeah.
So then I put on some drum and bass very loud in the kitchen and danced to it, like no one was watching. But I filmed it for Instagram.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. And that was really helpful.
Got to go onto your Instagram. And see all
that. That was very, very helpful. Mm. Then I got a tip from Ben Vogel, and he said go and have a cold shower.
Oh, and did you?
So I ate something healthy because I am what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
I had some Bio and Me. And that does not bode well for you this evening.
Okay.
But I'm going to try very hard not
windy.
Fart on this. Still not fart in front of you.
No, I know. I'm
like consciously.
About that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
I never will. Never will. But just to say that out loud.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went and had a cold shower.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, it really makes you feel alive afterwards. You're like, rah! I'm like, oh my God. So that was quite interesting. And then the thing that finished it off for me was I did put a nice shirt on, and thank you very much for noticing.
Mm, it's a great combination. This is one of my favourite combos, not just on you, but on like anybody.
Yeah.
It's a classic Paul Weller combination, actually.
Oh, what, camel trousers, pale blue?
Camel corduroy trousers.
Camel corduroy.
And then a pale blue shirt or a pale blue John Smedley or something. That's a lovely combination.
Thank you.
You're looking
thank
dandy.
You.
No,
thank
that's
you.
All right. It's
so I basically did that just to try and make myself feel better. You know, I feel like if I make myself look a bit better.
Yeah.
I put some nice underwear on, always very important, and a little bit of makeup.
Okay.
So I've thrown everything at it. I feel a bit better.
As you know, I also woke up struggling today.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's the planets or what, or it's air pressure
hump
or
day.
Something like that. Hump day, is that what it's called? So I did something similar, although I had Alpen for breakfast, which is, I normally do bacon rolls and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, so that's good.
So I thought Alpen, dog walk. Felt pretty groggy, had a coffee, felt a bit fed up, did a few emails. And then I thought, okay, I'll box. I do the VR boxing game.
Mm.
So there's one guy who's beaten me. I've drawn with him once and he's beaten me. He's called
it's
the Spider.
Stuff, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he's from
I mean,
Bangkok.
You're, you and Chester are like, you've got to beat these people.
Oh, God,
if they beat
you,
you've got to go back
I was
again.
I'm so
and again.
Humiliated to be beaten by him last time because I absolutely punched him to death. And for the guy to go...
to still
the,
get up.
The winner by unanimous decision is the blue corner. I thought, I'm not in the blue corner, I'm in the red corner. What?
You've made a mistake.
Happened? So I fought the guy before him. It was called Ugly Joe or something like that.
Oh,
just so you know, folks,
Joe.
I wear this weighted vest, a 12-kilo weighted vest while I do this. It is unbelievably exhausting, but I beat Spider today.
Oh, yes.
By unanimous decision. I mean, he absolutely battered me, but...
Oh, it felt good.
It felt amazing, really. And I got to say, it made a big difference. It totally snapped me out of my fog or whatever it is
good.
I was in. But I didn't do the cold shower. I should have the cold shower. That would have been nice.
Well, Ben Vogel told me about a cold shower and then also a turmeric, ginger and something else shot. which I am going to do, but I didn't have the right ingredients.
Okay. What's this something shot? Have you got the other bit? Is it just caffeine?
I can't remember. No.
Okay, well, don't worry. I'll
maybe post it.
Yeah.
But I thought that was so sweet of him.
I like Ben Fogle.
Yeah, he's a very nice man.
Yeah. He told me this really interesting story when I had to interview him for something. He did this trip where he climbed to the top of Mount Everest. And he was climbing along the same time as Ant Middleton was climbing to the top of Mount Everest. And they met each other at base camp.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And then they crossed over each other on there's like a pathway of death or something. So it's like the death alley.
Yes, yes.
And then the rumour had come back down the line that Ant Middleton had died on that stretch. There's no communication at that point. All the radios don't work and they couldn't really get any feedback. But the rumour was that he died and that was that. So they all sat there and slightly mourned his death and all the rest of it. And then 2 days later, they realised he hadn't died.
Oh, God, that is weird.
Because it's like 1 in 10 people die up there or something like that. The statistics are shocking.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. It's mainly men have got this kind of odd desire to risk their lives.
It's a calling. People really feel like...
Mm. I can imagine that climbing Mount Everest, when one of the... arguably the toughest, strongest men on the planet has died and you're just about to go and do what he's tried to
do. Yes, you'd be like, okay,
oh my God.
Let's go home.
Yeah, well, thankfully that didn't happen to him. God, I was about to segue into something beautiful then.
Like, oh, sorry.
I had a really good move in there.
Did that put you off?
But it put me off. One thing we haven't done is said...
what it is.
This is the Making the Cut podcast and you're very welcome to be here with us.
Yeah, well, we love having you here.
Yeah.
Thank you for making this podcast. Thank you for getting in touch and telling us what to recommend.
Mm.
We love that. You can do that via our Instagram account, which is Making the Cut Podcast. And we are here to make your life better. We'll tell you what to do, eat, see, hear, feel, smell, all of these things.
Mm.
And get a pen and paper because you're going to want to write everything down.
Yeah, a lot of people say, oh, is there a website or something like that where you've got all the recommendations written down?
You should do that.
I mean, I did respond and said, look, you know, once we start getting
some sponsorship... Does anybody want to do that for us?
Yeah, once we start getting some sponsorship in, we were going to spend a bit of money on perhaps building a website and each week it would have links to all the things that we would...
Oh, God, that would be so good.
It'd be good, right? So people could just go to episode 4 or season 2 or whatever, and there would be all the things. Having said that, if you go on the Entail app, all this stuff's on the Entail app. Somebody said the other day, I don't want to download another app. It's like...
No, just get over it.
Yeah,
the only reason on this podcast was basically made to sit on the Entail app.
Yes.
It's like... It's perfect because you can access everything that we talk about so easily via the app. You just click on a link and suddenly all the information you want is there.
No, we've had quite a few people say, I've listened to all your podcasts. I've got the last one to listen to and I've binged them all and there's nothing else. How often do they come out?
Yeah.
We did a bunch of live podcasts in the summer last year that are available on our Instagram page. So if you scroll back through our Instagram page, you'll find... We must have done about 15 of them.
Yeah, and they're quite good fun because we were doing 2 a week at one point and we talk about lots of culinary gadgets, lots of cooking.
And you can actually watch them.
Yeah.
Because we recorded them and they're on our Instagram. So if you go to IGTV bit on our page, Making the Cut, you'll probably find about 15 episodes that you didn't even know existed.
And what was really lovely was that I wasn't seeing you at all in that first lockdown because we weren't working together at all.
Mm-hmm.
And... to see you.
Yeah, it was good fun, wasn't it?
It was such a treat, you know. It's so nice to get to see your lovely smiley face.
And we had all those Xylus things. We played with all those
Xylus God, it was amazing. The chopper,
it was great.
Yeah.
So if you're stuck, if you run out of us and you want a bit more of us, you can go onto the Instagram page and find all that.
So what are you going to bring to me first? I'm excited.
The first thing I'm going to bring to you, that was what I was going to say, is the VR headset thing is brilliant. But my friend recommended this game called 11.
Yes.
It's a table tennis game. He says, I've downloaded this table tennis game. You play table tennis. I was like, great. And I said, can we play together? He said, yeah. I was like, really? So my mate lives in North London. This is Andy and I live in St. Albans. Obviously, we can't see each other. So we go into this virtual world and we play table tennis in a Swiss chalet up a mountain. So when you look out the windows of the Swiss chalet, there's all these peaks and mountains. It's got a roaring fire in the room, some music on in the background, and you're in a big kind of studio, and there's a table tennis table in front of you, and he is at the other end of it, the virtual
What does he look like? What is his avatar? You're both cats.
We're both cats. We haven't worked out how to be anything other than cats at the moment. But you talk to each other like you're in the same room, opposite a table, hitting table tennis balls to each other.
And so should Chester and I get, or should I get an Oculus? And well, then we can, all four of us, we could play a doubles game.
We probably could try and play a doubles game. But alternatively, you could just borrow Chester's one night and me and you could play table tennis if you fancy.
I love that idea.
It's so good. So we play for half an hour a night. I have to say, after half an hour, you can start to feel a bit, one, because
you play every night.
We're playing every night at the moment for half an hour. Yeah, you could play with him tonight if you want.
I want to play that.
I'll play with him. It's so realistic. I can't believe it. You can put spin on the ball.
I miss Andy.
The noises are all there. Yes. Well, I don't miss Andy because I get to see him and play with him.
That's
every
so
night.
Nice.
It's so good. If you've got an Oculus Quest, my first recommendation would be, it's called 11, which is a scoring thing from ping pong. But it's utterly superb, and I'm recommending it to all my friends to go and get an Oculus Quest 2. They're £299.
I know that's a lot of money, but if I don't know, it is worth it. If you're alone and you're on your own, if you've got any savings or anything.
I'd never feel alone with that thing.
Yeah.
And then we played for a bit, and then we went to the big screen last night and had 10 minutes of just chit-chat, and this guy from America came over and joined us, and we talked about movies.
So that's basically a bit like playing Omegle, where any old random can just come and try and talk to you.
Yes, you're only allowed 12 people in a room. Mm. So me and Andy met in a room, and there was three or four other kids in there throwing the Rotten Tomatoes at each other, digital ones, that is. And then there was this guy sat on his own, and he said, "Hey, where are you two from?" And we had a little chat with him for a bit, and then we discussed movies for a while, and then we bailed. But it's so good. I can't tell you.
So he got his own Making the Cut podcast, this guy from America, and he had no idea how lucky he was to actually get Michael Douglas from Making the Cut podcast recommending movies to him.
It was great. So definitely go and get yourself one of these things. But the game I'm recommending this week really is, if you've got one of these things, it's called 11. And, you can find me in there. I'm called Wagon Wheels. I'm on Joel's account. And if you find Wagon_Wheels on there, then that's me. And we can
or,
have
or
a game.
It might be your son.
It might be my son, yeah. He doesn't tend to play the table tennis games. It's only me that's in there. So that's my first recommendation.
So I just wanted to tell you about something that I heard about that really made me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
That is called Radio HP.
Okay.
Have you heard about it?
Nope.
Okay, apparently it is the posh gum tree.
Oh, so, okay, like a middle-class gum tree.
No, I reckon it's an upper-class gum tree.
Wow, okay, I love it already.
Right, so it's got 6,000 members so far. You can only join if you are recommended to join by two other members. You can get turned down. It was started by a guy called Nigel Hayden Patton.
Okay. Yep. He's not from Blackpool, is he?
So Radio HP is the Hayden Patton.
Okay, great.
Not Hire Purchase.
Yeah, okay.
And basically, that is it. That's all I know about it. But I thought, God, that is so funny.
Yes.
The idea of a posh gum tree. Mm-hmm. And what do you think they're selling on there? Do you think they'd be selling like Aston Martin?
Yeah, I mean,
low mileage.
Yes, they could be.
So funny.
What's funny
about?
Can you imagine? What's funny about a lot of the aristocracy is that they've got these huge houses, but they don't have any money, right?
Yes.
And they need to sell all sorts of bits and pieces to keep these whole kind of dynasties going.
Yes.
It must be fascinating. I wonder if we could get on there.
A Vermeer.
Can we get recommended on there? Because I would love to see what's
for sale.
Should we
get a nose around?
Yeah.
Nobody that's listening, tell anybody that we're trying to get on there for a nose about.
So what's
and we'll try and find two people that are... I mean, what are the chances of us knowing, out of 6,000, two people from Radio HP?
Probably quite high, I think.
Do you think?
Yeah. I know some very wealthy aristocrats.
Oh, okay, well, this is on you.
Wouldn't it be
this
funny if they're on there selling, like, old shoes and stuff like that?
Gucci loafers.
Yeah.
They'll be Gucci loafers.
I would love to have a mooch about
them.
So,
because that one was a really short one, can I do one more?
Oh, yeah. Cool. I've got something that slightly feeds into that. But yes, you do one more and then I'll
okay, so very quickly, I'm very, very late to this party because this was posted 3 years ago on YouTube and I only discovered it the other night. Mm-hmm. But I was absolutely blown away. And the reason why I'm talking about it is because he has got a film coming out this year. It may already be out, called Cherry.
Yep.
It's Tom Holland.
Yes. Not Tom Hollander, right?
No, Tom Hollander. Yeah, yeah. I know, it's confusing. But the young Tom Holland who played Spider-Man. When you think about his age and the calibre and sort of just general seriousness of all the actors that were playing in all the Marvel movies, and how he walked in and he totally
agree with this. Yeah. I remember thinking, wow, you have balls of steel to go on a movie set with these people.
Such confidence.
Yep. Yeah.
But when I looked at this lip sync battle, he took that confidence to the next level.
Yeah.
So I am very late to the party because it's already had 74 million views. So I'm really sorry if ever. So I said to my daughter tonight, I said, have you seen this Tom Holland? Let me show you this Tom Holland. And she went, oh, no, I saw that ages ago.
Yeah, okay.
So it may be an age thing. But anyway, he's Lip Sync Battle is a show in America. The show in America was much, much better subscribed by celebs than the one in
the UK. Yeah.
In the UK. Yeah. We really battled in the UK to get any, like, really big names on it. And it's only amazing when you get the really big names. But in America, it's outrageous the kind of names that you get on there. So he was battling Zendaya, and it's all about, can you lip sync the best? But then it suddenly has turned into, it's not just lip syncing.
Yes.
It's lip syncing and choreography.
Okay.
And dancing. So Channing Tatum does a lot of them.
And
he did a lot of them with his wife, and they were amazing at it because they can dance as well as lip sync brilliantly. But he, I thought, young guy, you know, plays Spider-Man. He's a bit awkward, kind of the parts that he plays. And he does a bit where he changes into Rihanna and basically sings Umbrella. I've never seen anything so amazing in all my life. And his choreography, he's such a good dancer. I've watched it like five times. I cannot believe how on fire he is. He's so on point. If we were on Got to Dance Again and I was sitting next to Kimberly, it would be like a big yes from all of the judges.
Okay.
They would just be like, this guy is amazing. So that's really worth going to watch. But also, Cherry looks like it's going to be really good. It's an Apple original. It's about, he plays an addict kind of who goes to war. He's a soldier. He's just trying to find himself. He's a real mess. But he really reminds me of Ewan McGregor in Trainspotting. Kind of mixed up. And he looks very like him, kind of with the shaven head. And
Good.
It's an amazing, it looks like an amazing film.
When I watched that lip sync battle that you showed me, and then I've obviously watched the Star Wars, the Spider-Man film, and then I saw him on Graham Norton being interviewed a few times. There is something completely normal about him, but something completely extraordinary about him as well, isn't there? I noticed that. And the world is crying out for a new Leonardo DiCaprio, I tend to find, because Leonardo must be in his mid-40s now.
It's him.
And it could well be, couldn't it? I thought that the other day, because I thought, this guy is talented beyond on a multi kind of levels. And he seems also great, like he could work the industry in a way that he could find himself with the most amazing film script. So I hope Cherry is good.
In this film, Cherry, he does appear to play a lot of, because he's trying to find himself, he finds himself in lots of different situations and he's slightly different in each.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's so kind of brilliant in it.
Cherry out yet? Or is it coming
out? I'm not sure because I saw the trailer, but I couldn't see any other gubbins about it. So maybe it's not. It says 2021.
Apple very kindly extended my free period subscription to Apple TV. Yeah. About a year ago, I bought Sonny a computer for school, you know, do his bits and pieces on, and we got a year's free, and then I had an email to say, we've extended it till July. You're now free to... Yeah, so that's quite good, isn't it? Thanks, Apple.
That's very nice. Can I just say, when you said he's got something magic about him, I think that about you.
Oh. Well, I mean...
I do.
I don't know what to say.
You don't need to say that.
Okay.
I just thought I'd let you know that.
Well, thank
you. I thought that when they said that, and I was like, I think that about you. I've always thought that about you.
Great. Oh, well.
Okay.
Thanks. I have this idea. You know, like you just talked about this Radio HP.
Yes.
I had an idea for a website ages ago.
Yes.
Like years ago. But like, who am I to come up with an idea for a website?
Oh my God, so don't tell me and it's going to become the biggest thing ever.
Well, I don't know whether it's become the biggest thing ever or not, but I thought it was a great idea. But I was the guy who's, like, I don't know anybody who makes websites or could know how to create the next eBay or the next Amazon. Or whatever. Like, who am I?
I'm always full of ideas and they never happen.
Yes. What I love about the idea of ideas is the way that they come and go. You know, like there's this, when Chris Martin talks about writing a song, he says the song kind of lands on him and then it comes out of him, you know. But the song doesn't come from within him, really. He says it comes from outside and lands on him. And I think Carl Jung said something about people don't have ideas. Ideas have people. And it's this idea that the ideas are all floating around and they land on you for a while. And if you do anything with them, then great. But if not, they leave you and go somewhere else.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah, that's a great idea, that, isn't it? I love that idea. That idea has landed on me and now it's gone away. But anyway, this idea landed on me a few years ago. And I thought, if you were struggling to sell something, let's say you had a car that you were trying to sell.
Yeah.
And you wanted £1,000 for the car, but nobody was going to pay £1,000 for it.
Yeah.
So how do you get £1,000 for the car? And I was thinking, well, you could put it on eBay and put a reserve on it, let's say, but it doesn't mean that anyone's going to bid to £1,000.
Yeah.
But what about this? You've got a car, and instead of selling the car for £1,000, you sell raffle tickets for £1 each to 1,000 people.
I've seen this. Yeah.
So I thought I had this idea ages ago, and then I thought, well, you could do it with a house, right?
Like yes,
You could raffle your house. Have you?
Yeah.
Where have you seen this?
I've seen it a bit on a few places. I think they do it in Australia.
Ah. So anyway, this week, someone messaged me on my account and said, oh, like, I wonder if you could help me. I'm trying to sell my house. I've got this incurable heart disease. I need some
is
money.
Is it a friend of yours?
Not a friend of mine, no. It's just a person. So I had a quick look, and she was in the Manchester Evening News and then various other northern newspapers from my hometown, really. And I thought, oh, this is quite interesting. Anyway, she's had this heart problem and it's incurable. She's called Jennifer and she wants to sell her house, but because of the COVID crisis, she can't. So she's put it on this website called raffle.com, R-A-F-F-E-L-L. And her house is on there.
And that's not how that's spelled.
No, but, is it not? Let me have a little look, make sure I've got this right, because R-A-F-F-A-L-L is what it is. Her house is on here to sell, with a Ferrari as well, by the way.
No.
There's other things on here as well, but I know I was looking at power tools.
R-A-F-F-A-L-L. Oh, my God.
Right?
This is clever. I haven't seen a site.
Okay.
I've only seen that somebody sort of sold their house by putting... This is amazing.
So,
I love this.
Yeah, right? It's great. So, this is her house here. Great big house.
Oh, it's lovely.
So, it's a...
And a Ferrari.
A five-bedroom house and a Ferrari you get, right? So, there's 500,000 tickets at £2 a ticket. And then they draw it on Sunday. So, you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday. You'd have to be quick to win the house, right? But I've realised that the odds are really quite good if you wanted to win a house on here. Now, there's loads of things on this website. So I was looking at power tools there. I was going to buy some tickets for 6 power tools. Or there's a bunch of stuff on there. There's spa breaks on holidays. There's boxes of wine. People are selling all sorts of stuff.
So you could make a lot of money, but you could not make a lot of money.
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's important, I guess, that that you sell enough tickets to get your money's worth. So I don't know if Jennifer doesn't sell 500,000 tickets. I don't know how many tickets she's sold. But the house is worth, let's say, 600 grand. The Ferrari is worth, let's say, 100 grand. So you need to sell it.
So, like, everybody should just buy a ticket. Like, what? But is this gambling?
Yes, that was my other thing. It's like, how close to gambling is this?
It is gambling.
But having said that, you would win a house and a Ferrari for £2. Jennifer would get her money for her treatment that she could potentially find. And the least you could lose is £2, maybe. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the worry is...
Yeah. Then you go crazy on here.
That people would spend £1,000.
Yeah. I've bought some tickets.
How many?
I've spent £10 on her house.
And what else have you spent money on?
The power tools. I love power tools.
I know you
Yeah,
do.
So I've bought some power tools as well. I haven't won anything.
I've bought tickets,
yeah.
I mean, the other thing that they have to be very, very careful on this site is that they must be very careful that they don't have... people scammers on there.
Well, I was worried about that, so I researched the story quite well.
Yeah.
And it's covered in the national and regional newspapers everywhere. So there's been plenty of due diligence done.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, well, fair enough then. So if you're looking to buy a house
in Lancashire...
It's
on Trustpilot.
Yeah, it's on Trustpilot. It's 4.2 out of 5 on there.
We could have a holiday home in Lancashire, where you're from. I'd love that.
So, if you're looking for a house in Lancashire and a Ferrari, then it's £2 a ticket. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff on there as well. And it's called Raffle. R-A-F-F-A-L-L.
That is amazing.
I spent about an hour just mooching through the other night and seeing what you could get.
That is a really good find.
It's really good, isn't it?
I love it when you or me find something and we go, wow, okay, that was brilliant.
And it was an idea that I had, and I'm really delighted somebody's done it because I think it's a good idea.
Mm.
And...
It's a very good idea.
There's quite a few houses on here. There's one in Ireland you can win as well. But I guess people are struggling to sell their houses in COVID.
But right? I don't understand, because from what I hear from people, houses are selling like hotcakes.
Are they?
In the country. Ooh, AirPods.
AirPods, £1, 300 tickets. See, that's quite good, isn't it? Because if you wanted some AirPods, you've got a 1 in 300 chance if you only bought one ticket. The other thing, I made a note of this, because I like doing a bit of maths, right? If you wanted to win the lottery...
Yes.
You want to win the lotto jackpot. It's a 1 in 45 million chance that you're going to win it. If you want to win the Euro Millions, it's a 1 in 139 million.
Not so good.
And then the setup for life is 1 in 50 million. And the Thunderball top prize is 1 in 8 million. Yeah, if you bought a ticket for the house, for Jennifer's house, it's you've got a 1 in 500,000 chance of winning it.
Okay, that is a better odds, but it's still not good.
And I bought 5 tickets, so I've got a 1 in 100,000 chance of winning it.
Still not great, but that's good.
It's better than that, though, isn't it?
It is better, yeah. And so, I do play the lottery, which is silly. I don't know why. I just do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I stopped doing that a while ago. Maybe
I'll go back
to
it. Just on direct debit.
Is it? So you don't even know?
Yeah, I just don't even know that I'm doing it.
And then you get an email that says, you have won something on the national lottery.
Yeah, but I know it's... I will never win the lottery. I don't deserve to... I don't need to win the lottery, but I just, you know...
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm doing it. It's because I'm stuck in. They've got me.
Yeah.
I went into a vacuum cleaner wormhole.
I saw you'd posted something.
I posted about Shark. We've recommended Shark before.
We have, yeah.
I changed all Hoovers because I've got a Hoover for upstairs and a Hoover for downstairs. Please don't judge me.
No. It's fair enough.
I can't be asked.
Carrying Hoovers around. If it's any consolation, I have 2 Hoovers as well.
Okay,
and good. I have a tiny house.
Can I just tell you make me feel so much better? Good. I was really like, oh my God, this sounds terrible.
I have the cordless Dyson upstairs.
Right.
And the Miele downstairs.
Yeah. Okay, so I changed everything to Shark.
Yep.
And I have not been disappointed.
Good.
Shark are brilliant. Mm-hmm. Mechanically, they get in right underneath kind of little shelves, right underneath skirting and everything. Mm-hmm. They're very, very, very good. But I saw a cordless Shark and I thought, my God, they're really stepping into Dyson territory now.
Yeah.
And what would a cordless Shark be like? And I actually went into the messages, and we'd had quite a few messages from women saying that they love their cordless Sharks and they are absolutely brilliant. I mean, they're hefty. Price.
I'm looking at
between
a number.
£329 and £379.
Okay.
So it's similar to the Dyson.
Yep.
The Dyson's right up there as well. And I was wondering about the battery life, because I think for me that was the thing with the Dyson. You'd lose suction and the battery life just didn't seem to last as long. But Tina said that it was very good, and also it had headlights on it, which I loved.
Yes, okay, good. Yeah, yeah, I want headlights.
Such a good idea, headlights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody said, what about the robot vac? They're really good. Mm-hmm. So I went into a robot vac.
Wormhole.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about robot vac?
Well, the one that does its own thing on the floor.
I have always been like, ugh, how weird is that? But you've seen the state of my kitchen floor.
Yes.
2.5 minutes after I have...
Hoovered it.
Not just hoovered it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I've mopped and cleaned and done it.
It's carnage.
It's filthy. Yeah. So I thought, my God, if I could just get a robot to consistently clean my kitchen floor, Oh my God, I'd love it.
Yeah, well, I'm watching Breaking Bad at the moment, and Jesse Pinkman's got one.
Yes.
Just roaming around his house the whole time. And I saw it, thought,
I looked into it, and somebody, one of the recommendations online was the Venga robot, but I couldn't find the company Venga anywhere. And even on Amazon, they were only selling, you know, when you have to go into, what's it called, like special selling options or whatever, and it said only used ones were around. So I was like, okay, I need to have another look. And I got another hit on one called a Mammy Bot, MAMIBOT, but right. They were like between £499 and £800, but they wash, dust and vacuum.
What? How?
You can put water into this machine and it washes the floor as it vacuums.
Wow.
It's amazing.
I want to see that
reaction. So do I. Okay. But I want to buy one, but I'm just like, what? That for that much money?
How much?
Between £499 and £800.
Well, you're buying yourself time, essentially.
I know.
You know, and so maybe it's worth it.
There was another one. So then I went onto the kind of, I was looking for the top five robot vacuums, and The Independent had a really good list, the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
The Roborock, Roborock S5, that was £599.99 on Amazon. They said that was really good, but it's expensive. But then the one that was the most economic was the Proscenic 820, Proscenic, £199.
Oh, now that's a bit more like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a bit more like it. And it said it had such a big, it's not a bag. It's a kind of a holding place for dust and dirt.
Okay.
But it was so big that you didn't actually have to empty it every time you use it. It seems that you get about 2 hours battery life.
And then does it return back to the battery charger?
I don't know that.
Okay.
I'll have to look into it. But I was thinking I might start off with a
199
one, see what it's like.
Yep.
But the reviews for the £199 one, it's on Amazon, Proscenic 820, were very good.
Mm.
So I'm gonna bite the bullet and go.
Oh, are
for
you?
It. Yes, because
I've got to say this
place would really benefit from it.
Just mooch about. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, the ones I've seen have like a holder.
Yeah.
And it leaves the holder in the morning.
Yeah.
Goes around, and when it's running out of battery, it goes back to the holder and then charges itself. You don't need to charge it. You don't need to do anything. It does it all itself because it scans the floor
that's
as it's going around.
That's quite frightening.
Yeah, it is kind of frightening. I went to Edinburgh a couple of years ago, right? And I wanted to kind of sit down and relax in the Princess Gardens, the big green
yes,
bit in
I
the
know.
Middle
yeah,
of,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
Of the
it's
thing.
It's lovely,
so
yeah.
So I sat there with a cup of coffee just watching and along comes a lawnmower cutting the grass completely independently of a human.
No.
Just mowing the grass backwards and forwards, around bins, around trees.
No.
Yep, just going along, doing its thing, and then would return to the shed all on its own. I watched it for about an hour. I was utterly transfixed. And this is 2 years ago, so these things must have got loads more, you know, sophisticated.
I mean, that's a worry, because there would have been a groundsman whose job was cutting the grass.
Yeah.
And now,
I mean, there was still groundsmen kind of tweaking the rose bushes and all of that stuff.
Mm.
But the fact that this thing was just doing it on its own, I was like, what is this? And why has nobody stolen it? You know,
yes.
Like, it's like, what? I mean, it must weigh a ton or something like that. I don't
know.
But I am so happy you're going to get one of these
things.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, like, it's brilliant. I love the idea of it. Just mooching about doing the housework.
I mean, and in my kitchen, I think it's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, it's going to be exhausted.
The dog, Beau's going to be like, yeah. What is that?
Should we do a couple of shout-outs?
Because
I'm sure I've got quite a few in here. Oh, well, are you going to talk about It's a Sin?
Yes.
Okay, great, because this has been
obsessed.
It's come in thick.
I am obsessed. I need to talk to you about why you are so funny about it.
Last week, Darrell, who sent us all those glasses from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? She said, just listening to your Fab series, Ep 3, found it interesting that you both recommended male actors for your all-time favourite actors. And then she said, a recommended film for this week, White Tiger. And I do think it was quite interesting when you said, who's your favourite actor? And I said, Tom Cruise. And then I said, who's yours? And then you said, I can't remember who you said. You probably said Tom Cruise as well.
Yes, I did say
Denzel Washington or
no,
something
we
like
just
that.
Said Denzel. We said Tom Cruise, but I didn't think of a woman.
No, but I think it's to do with the term actor, I think. If you'd said female actor, it would have been different. Or if we said actress, it would have been different.
I think I was thinking man.
Yes. Well, actors always slightly meant man, but there is a...
In recent times, people say, I'm an actor and you're a girl, but...
You're a girl, yeah.
I think we both were saying...
Yes.
We weren't talking about women. We were talking about men.
It's interesting that, though. I'm always,
it is interesting.
Fascinated how language is evolving and changing. And then Durrell says, another amazing movie, The Dig. My dad has just recommended The Dig. And somebody else talked about The Dig the other day that we had a conversation
with. Okay, writing that down. Oh, it's on my list.
Yes, yeah. So I think it's Ralph Fiennes and something to do with archaeology. A few people have said it's boring. But my dad said it's slow, but fabulous.
Okay.
I think were his words. And then Durrell says, just binged It's a Sin. Fabulous acting, well worth a watch. So we can talk about It's a Sin in a minute because I have also watched the first episode of that.
I'd like to give a shout out to Danielle Alka.
Yeah?
Because she also helped us with the shark review.
Ah, okay, great.
She said it was
great. Thank you. Yeah, lots of people sending us pictures of Megan B bags.
Oh, great.
This is my collection so far. Someone's got those three bags and seven straps. That's Kathy Crane.
Kathy Crane has got so many. I'm cracking at one of my new Megan B bags today, which I'm going to wear on Long Lost Family tomorrow.
Oh, no. Hang on. This is something I can use. So, Catherine...
We've got to remember that this is... People are listening, not seeing.
Yes, I realise that, but I did say I would just quickly do this and we could post this on the page.
Okay.
I said we'd judge.
Let's post it.
So, this is... They've done Bob Ross based on our recommendation.
Yes,
and they sent a little video of the whole family.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
So, this is Catherine Stevenson. So, Kath Stevo on Instagram.
Oh my God, I love this family so much.
I'll show you the little...
I love Kath Stevenson.
So they've watched Bob Ross and then all their family have painted the same picture.
Oh,
right, as you can see there.
My God, this is so good.
She's even done a time-lapse of it. I mean, on TikTok, Emma Stevenson 23.
And you know what's so interesting is everybody's interpretation is a bit different.
Yeah. So she'd sent me this and just said, look what we've done based on your recommendation of Bob Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And I said... Oh my God, send us the pictures and me and Davina will judge them this week.
Mm.
All right, so here we go.
I don't want to know who they're by.
No, I don't know who they're by. And all we can go is the order that you sent them, Catherine.
Yes.
So there's the first one, and we'll post these on Entail and on our Instagram page. The first one, the second one, and the third one, and the fourth one.
Okay, well, this is so interesting.
It does say at the end, if only we had proper palette knives instead of butter knives.
I mean, what's lovely is that, you know, obviously all kind of quite new to the painting thing, and they already are keen to move forward with palette knives.
What's your best one?
I really like that one.
It's that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like unanimous.
The top one, because of the use of pink, which is that kind of crazy light that hits
on the mountains.
A mountain.
It's number one, Catherine Stevenson. Whoever painted number one that you sent me is the winner. We'll post that on
as
well. But well done.
Nothing makes me happier than when people actually use something that we've recommended and they've really loved it.
Totally,
especially
me too.
Especially when it's something for the family.
I get lots of people that send me pictures of Bob Ross pictures, like friends of mine who live in St. Albans or anywhere, and said,
that.
We did this based on your recommendation. I thought,
so good.
So we watched a new TV show this week. Do you remember?
Yes.
I do.
And I loved it. It really made me laugh.
It's good, right?
Yeah, very, very funny.
Now, it kept pinging up in my algorithm, this, because it's made by Baby Gow Productions.
And we all know...
Steve Coogan owns Baby Cow Productions, and they
make
loads of
great stuff. Follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, because they're good on Instagram. They do lots of funny clips of shows that they're making.
Yeah, they do, don't they? And they've obviously got a bank of actors that they really like, who really work. One of them being Tim Keyes, who's Sidekick Simon in I'm Alan Partridge. He's so good.
He is so good.
So he's in this, and this kept pinging up in my algorithm, and I thought, I must watch this. Anyway, it's on BBC Three. It's called Please Like, as in Please Like and Subscribe. And it's about a middle-aged guy who has entered a competition to become a successful vlogger. And, of course, he's terrible at it, and he hates it. And it's
a huge success.
He bumbles his way through quite
that
a lot of
accidentally.
Success.
Accidentally.
Yes. And he's extremely cynical about the whole thing. And then there's lots of parodies of YouTube vloggers and stuff like
it's,
that.
If you've got kids that are teenagers that like YouTube, and I would say they need to be oldish teenagers, mm-hmm. so sort of 16 plus.
Yeah.
They will think it's so funny because it is so on the button and you can almost recognise the YouTubers.
Yes.
They thinly kind of hide mm-hmm. who they are copying.
Oh, yes. I mean, you know who they are, right?
You know who they are. Let's not say anything.
No, no.
But I was just wondering, mm-hmm. you said about they've got lots of actors, you know, that they like working with. And I was thinking they've got lots of actors in their stable. But I was wondering, cows aren't kept in stables. What would you call where cows are kept?
Oh,
cows are kept
in a herd, but that's a bunch of cows.
They've
right?
got lots of actors in their herd at baby cow.
They've got a herd of actors.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, well, I'll take great. That.
You can have that partridge. so they're only 15 minutes long. They're on BBC Three. It's called Please Like, as in Please Like and Subscribe. There's three seasons of it at the moment, and there seems to be six episodes a season. We're only ploughing through season one at the moment, and each episode is him trying to create a very specific vlog. So the first one's like being a beauty vlogger. The second one's being a fitness and health vlogger.
The fitness and health one was really so funny.
Nervous about you watching that because that is it is really good. And there, I guess it's a parody of all of that stuff. But Tim Keyes runs this agency that represents all these vloggers, and he's a bit of a monster, but very very funny. Anyway, I really, really like it. And for 15 minutes of your time.
15 minutes is so good. And then you can watch two or three in one night.
Yes.
It's great.
Or if you've just got a short journey somewhere or something like that, it's very good. So go and watch it. BBC Three. What's it called? Like This. Please Like.
Please Like.
I keep getting it wrong in my brain. You know, Please Like. Enjoy.
Can we dive in?
Yeah.
It's a Sin.
Yes, of course.
So how much of It's a Sin did you watch?
I've watched episode one, but my intention was to watch the rest of it with you, but you went crazy last night and watched all of it.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted
to. No, I probably didn't tell you I wanted to.
No, because I got the impression from you that you weren't going to watch it because felt it was patronising.
Well, I didn't think that was necessarily patronising. I find a lot of what Russell T Davies does slightly patronising. I feel
which bit of his work?
Well, Doctor Who, for instance. I can't really watch Doctor Who. I think he did.
Wait, can I just say something? Yeah. In all my years, on television,
mm-hmm.
gotta be really careful about what you say about Doctor Who.
Oh yeah, really. I know, because people go, how could you slag off?
Do you know?
Doctor
can I just
Who?
Tell you? Yes. I have never had such an amazing outpouring of love as when I was on Doctor Who.
Really?
Yes, because my voice was, and I was Davina Droid.
Oh, really?
And it was sort of circa Big Brother. And okay. You know. Anyway, I got so much love. It was amazing.
Okay.
And so I'm just warning you, if you know.
Yes.
If you don't want to lose half your followers.
It's fair enough.
Be careful what you say.
I think one of the other...
It's enormously popular.
It is, you know, and if you like it, I'm very glad that you like it.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, it's a bit like if you like sci-fi. I love sci-fi.
Yeah.
But lots of people don't like sci-fi.
I also have a slight problem with these kind of BBC dramas that are trying to recreate a certain era that we all know really well. Because I lived through the 80s, I know what it looked like and I know what it smelt like and all the rest of it. So I'm always cautious of seeing it recreated as well. Although, having said that, they did a very good job of
that.
Oh
my God, they did such a good job.
But I find it hard to believe what I'm watching. I feel like I can see the acting and I can see the script and I can see what they're doing with it. And I feel like...
It's so interesting, and yet you're fine with The Crown.
Yes, I am, yeah.
It's very interesting that, because that's exactly the same thing. You've lived through all of it.
Yes, certainly the last series of The Crown. Yes, I'm familiar with it
that.
All. Yeah, I did. But I mean, I don't think there's any comparison. The money that's been spent on The Crown is in the hundreds of millions, and
the money that's
been spent on this is tiny by comparison. And I think it matters that because you can afford to pay the greatest people
but
in the world.
That's one of the things one of the hugest things that I love about It's a Sin is that I really don't know any of the actors in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really do feel just like five mates all together. But and how old were you in the early 80s?
Well, when this is set, I think, which is 85, I'm 13.
So I think it starts a bit earlier, doesn't it? 81, 82, and they're leaving home or... I'm not sure.
So I was born in 73. First of all, what I would say is that I did like it, but I didn't love it. But I thought it was hugely important for for a whole bunch of people to watch. So my kids, I said, you've got to watch this. It's a no-brainer. Mm. But for me, it's a story I've seen told 4 or 5 times in 4 or 5 different ways in documentaries, TV shows, podcasts, various interviews. Yeah.
So what other like good stories are there from that era? Because I'd quite like to watch
There's a really good American drama about the guy they call kind of Ground Zero. You
know,
guy who apparently brings it
Can
in.
You remember what the name is?
I can't, but I will dig it out.
Because I've never seen anything.
Have you not?
And I think maybe that was the thing for me. That
okay.
I was maybe 15. I was clubbing. I would say 30% of my friends were gay. Mm-hmm. And then when I hit 19, so in 86, mm-hmm. like even 17, 18, 19, I was out clubbing almost every night of mm-hmm. the week. And the vast majority of clubs that I went to were kind of 50-50 gay straight.
Yeah.
And I remember it so clearly, this whole kind of wave of fear mm-hmm. and lack of knowledge and lack of compassion cascading through my community, my clubbing sort of community, and how frightening that was and how many friends I lost, really. Mm. And also then I joined Models One as a booker, and so many people in fashion, you know, photographers, stylists, went. It was really terrible, terrible time. And it made me think of Princess Diana and how much she did.
Yes, I mean, she bridged the gap, really,
I think.
And brought an enormous kind of light and shone it on that whole thing. I mean, we were talking about this the other day. I know 6 people who died of AIDS.
Because I guess in your business as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly when I moved to London, all my friends were gay.
And also so many, like, haemophiliacs or, you know, other people were getting it as well. It wasn't just...
Paul Michael Glaser was the big famous one, wasn't it, of course. And it was really important, I think, for somebody like him to get it.
Sadly died,
through other means, you know.
He didn't get it. I think his wife and 2 children got it and died.
Oh, okay.
Hang on, let me...
But he did a great job of shining a light on the fact that you didn't have to be gay to get this disease. Because in the early days, you know, it was called GRIDS.
Yes.
Yeah, which was gay-related immune deficiency syndrome. It was terrible, but as you know, I have somebody very, very close to me who came out when he was very young. And I was very keen to re-educate myself on this in a very big way and shine a light on it. And so I knew exactly what was going on. One of the best things I listened to was the podcast Stuff You Should Know. They do a 2-parter on AIDS in that. And it's fantastic and brilliantly detailed. The history of it and exactly what it was, how it's kind of worked its way through society and then how it's resolved itself to a certain extent now. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's a 2-parter Stuff You Should Know podcast. It's probably 2 or 3 years old.
So I have looked it up, and mm-hmm. Paul Michael Glaser did not. He was the only member of his family that didn't get it, but that was what was so heartbreaking. His wife had got it mm-hmm. through a blood transfusion and then had passed it on to both of her babies, and he lost all of his family.
Honestly,
they all died. Yeah.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Yeah, really horrific.
That's arguably worse than what I thought had happened.
Yes.
So, yeah, just going back, I mean, when I said that I felt slightly patronised by it, I mean, I did at the time. I mean, the other thing about...
if you carried on watching it...
Well, I'm going to, because Andy convinced me.
I think you would change.
Me. Yeah, Andy convinced me.
How can Andy convince you but not me?
No, you both did, because you hadn't seen it at the time.
I mean, I'm not jealous or anything.
No, but you hadn't seen it at the time. I'd seen it, and then I was having that conversation with Andy about that. The other thing Russell T Davies did was a very British scandal with Hugh Grant.
Yes.
About the Jeremy Thorpe thing, and that was utterly brilliant.
Oh, good.
So, you know, it's not all Russell T Davies's work that makes me feel a bit like that, but because that was fantastic. I think the other thing about this programme is that I feel like I'm being told off by it. I feel like it's saying, you don't know what it was like. You know, you've no idea.
Oh, that's really interesting.
I feel a bit
that
like that when
that
I watch it.
Yeah,
and I think, I do know what it was like. I do remember it. And I was concerned about it all in that way, you know.
Fascinating that evokes something like that in you.
Which says something more about me than it does about it.
I was just going to say that because... Yeah. There are certain things that make me feel a certain way, and I think this is not a normal response to this thing.
Mm.
This must be something in me.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be really interesting to find out what that is.
Mm.
It's like really clever people really intimidate me.
Okay, yeah. Well,
and I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. It's a silly thing. I should just be interested and want to learn from the really clever people, but they just really intimidate me.
Yeah,
what I like about you is that I feel like you're very clever, but you just share it with me.
Oh, yeah.
Rather, well, you never make me feel silly.
Well, you're not. So, I mean, there's lots of reasons for that. Yeah. But I will definitely continue to watch it. And it is a brilliant story. It needs to be told really well in a completely broad sense that as many people can get onto it as possible. I haven't met a single person that's criticised this show.
No. And you know what? Everybody It's got a 9 on IMDb.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised because it is a compelling story.
And one
other thing is that this person who's very close to me, who's gay and quite young, watched it and absolutely loved the story, you know, in the appropriate way.
Mm. One thing I did want to talk about is I don't know where I've been, but All 4, which is Channel 4's free streaming channel.
Good, right?
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Everything's on there. Mm. It's so good.
Yeah.
I just did a TV program at Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was really nice because it was so nostalgic.
Oh, you did. Yeah, yeah.
Where I look back at Channel 4 in the noughties. Mm-hmm. And I've got to say, 2000 to 2010 was like, I reckon it was peak Channel 4.
Yeah.
Like, it was just... And every show that I was talking about, I was thinking, God, that was a good show. Like, it was just every single show was brilliant. And they're all on All 4.
Yes.
If you suddenly had that kind of peak of nostalgia from watching that series, because Jimmy Carr did one, Vic Reeves did one, it's all right there on All 4. It's an amazing platform. And we talk a lot about Netflix and iPlayer, and I feel like All 4 needs a big mention because it is a great, great platform. By the way, showed my children, they didn't know Holly and Tilly have got friends living in with us. They'd never heard of Street Mate, which was a TV show
I did
in the late 90s, early 2000s. Street Mate still stands the test of time. My Street Mate.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm talking about. Please don't go and watch anybody else's.
No.
I'll be really upset.
There is only one Street Mate.
Okay. So, thank you. So all my Street Mates are on All 4.
Well, we watched a couple of them, didn't we? I mean...
So funny, right?
Yes, it is so funny.
So funny.
Well, you know, I had a show called The Street Barber for a long time, and I can't believe just basically how much we ripped off your show. I mean, that's essentially what it was, is we were travelling the streets of Britain, chasing people in the street to get them to get their hair cut. But it was virtually the same.
I met you when I was doing Street Mate.
Mm, it was virtually done in the same style, you know, a cameraman running down the street, you know, and then all those little asides to camera and little funny quips and stuff like that. It's really interesting to watch because I can't believe how much of it I nicked. But thank you.
It's a pleasure.
A couple of shout-outs. Joy Harrison here. She says, check out this app. It's called Too Good To Go. You get bags of stuff from shops for very little money. I've just reserved my first bag tomorrow from my local Budgeons. It was £3. You pay by PayPal. They give you a time to collect. Looking forward to seeing what's in the bag. Can also donate to charity. It's a fab idea.
What?
Right? So it's called Too Good To Go.
Hang on.
Wait till you see what she gets in her bag.
Okay, wait.
So presumably
it's... Too good. I'm going to check it out.
Okay.
To go.
Presumably it's stuff that's about to go out of date, one thing or another. You just pay £3, the shop get a bit of money.
£3?
Or you can just pay £3 and the bag goes to charity, like a homeless charity or something like that.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah, great, right?
Okay.
Look what she got in.
Shut up.
Yeah. She said, all this for £3.
There's, oh, my God!
There's 20 sausages in this bag. But there's some clementines in there.
Oh, my
there's
God!
There's carrots in there, some special
spring rolls. A loaf of bread,
some grapes, a yoghurt, and 20 sausages. That's brilliant,
You've
isn't
it?
You've
got to be kidding me.
Yes.
This is amazing. It's called Too Good To Go. It's an app. Download it. I'm assuming that you can go to all your local supermarkets. They must do it.
It's great. So that's Joy Harrison. Thank you,
Joy. That is exactly the kind of thing we love.
You know what she did?
No.
She brought a little bit of joy.
She did.
To us.
Thanks for that, Michael.
Do you think that's too long to read out? Should we read that one out?
Do you want me to?
Well, it's for you. It says Davina. So you read it out. What does it say?
Thank you so much for the kind words you said about your time working with the ambulance service. Oh, I work in Cheshire. In all honesty, I don't know a lot about recovery, having not been through it myself, but sometimes the things I've heard you talk about your recovery, I actually find myself saying to my patients, like you said, just to try and plant that seed. And I've learnt about these things initially from you being so honest about them. Oh, God, this is so lovely. And from things in your book or what? Oh, sorry. And what I've heard about you say on other podcasts, we can all help each other in so many ways without even knowing it. I so believe in that. We also do now have a system where we can find out about certain jobs that we've been to and that we can find out what happened to our patient after we leave them at hospital. Mm. Oh, that's made me really happy.
Lindsay
McMahon.
Thanks for that message.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's so lovely.
I put it in general because I remember thinking, oh, I must tell you about that or read that one out. It's great, isn't it, that we get to find out a bit more about their patients if they want to now.
And also, Lindsay, just thank you and all of your colleagues for what you're doing. It's a tough job, really tough job.
And then one final one from Neil Richards. Hi, guys. Another make listener here.
Love it. I think he means he's another male listener.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. I'm delighted. Spent the last few weeks listening from the beginning and enjoying the TV and film recommendations. Recently, you spoke about 21 Bridges. I would like to recommend a film called 42. Chadwick Boseman stars in a true story about the first black baseball player. 7.5 on IMDb, just over 2 hours. Also a gritty detective show called Bosch.
Oh.
As in the power tool, Bosch.
Just stop it.
Sorry, I love power tools. that I've just started watching. So that's Neil Richards. Thanks, Neil. I love the idea of the Chadwick Boseman thing because I want to see all of the films he ever did, basically. I think they would
maybe
definitely
we can watch that tonight.
Yeah, okay, great. My dad did put me onto a really good film. I can't remember what it's called, but he said, you like 21 Bridges, you're going to love this subtitled. I think he said it was French, but he said it was a non-stop rip-roaring rollercoaster. Just like 21 Bridges.
Let's contact him and watch that tonight.
And find out what that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're delighted with, you know, this podcast. We love doing it, right?
We love it.
And we're delighted with all the feedback we get and the fact that you're all following us on Instagram. That is the place to get in touch with us, really, I think. But we've really pumped up 10,500.
And we absolutely love their input.
Yes, of course.
That is like my favourite thing.
Yeah.
When our listeners recommend something to us, I get so excited.
Well, there's no show without you, quite frankly.
Yeah, nothing. We're nothing.
What Coldplay say at the end of their concerts is they say, we want to thank you all for coming. And then they say, we're one big band. And they always like that because like the audience are like, oh, we're in Coldplay.
Yes.
But I feel like that, like they're also in making the cut.
Yes.
You're part of the making the cut team. So
thank
you.
Yeah, we're one big podcast.
I was trying to get there. I couldn't find it. And you just knocked it out of the park there with one big we're one big podcast. And on that bombshell, see you next week, folks. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.